midst of this congressional debate, Oppenheimer formally resigned his directorship of Los Alamos. On October 16, 1945, at an award ceremony marking the occasion, thousands of people, virtually the entire population of the Mesa, turned out to say goodbye to their 41-year-old leader. Dorothy McKibben briefly greeted Oppie just before he rose to give his farewell address. He had no prepared remarks, and McKibben noted that his eyes were glazed over, the way they were when he was deep in thought. Afterwards, I realized that in those few moments, Robert had been preparing his acceptance speech. A few minutes later, sitting on a dais under a blazing New Mexico sun, Oppenheimer rose to accept a scrolled certificate of appreciation from General Groves. Speaking in a low, quiet voice, he expressed his hope that in the years ahead, everyone associated with the lab's work would be able to look back on their achievements with pride. But on a sober note, he warned, "Today that pride must be tempered with a profound concern. If atomic bombs are to be added as new weapons to the arsenals of a warring world, or to the arsenals of nations preparing for war, then the time will come when mankind will curse the names of Los Alamos and Hiroshima." He went on, "The peoples of this world must unite, or they will perish. This war that has ravaged so much of the earth has written these words. The atomic bomb has spelled them out for all men to understand. Other men have spoken them in other times, of other wars, of other weapons. They have not prevailed. There are some, misled by a false sense of history, who hold that they will not prevail today. It is not for us to believe that. By our works we are committed to a world united before this common peril in law and in humanity."